This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by our MSO Newsports baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back for another week of baseball talk.
You got it. Well, here we are. Off day for the World Series on this Thursday, but the series is tied at one. We'll get to that story just ahead. But first, what's the latest with the Red Sox and their search for a manager? What are you thinking? What's going to happen?
Well, again, there's still heavy speculation that Alex Cora will be brought back once this World Series wraps up. And adding to the speculation will be that the Red Sox are retaining all of the coaches that worked under Cora. Of course, we talked last week about the pitching coach and one of the assistant bullpen coaches getting let go. But the other coaches on staff have been retained. And those are the coaches that were let go weren't around when Alex was here. So they're kind of assuming that they're going to keep all these other coaches around because they're bringing Alex back, and he'll have his stable with him ready and raring to go. So that's adding more fuel to the fire that Cora will be brought back. Again, obviously, it remains to be seen. There's a lot of rumors that Cora will be interviewing for other positions as well. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But just an interesting little wrinkle that, well, his coaches are still here when he was here, so maybe that just kind of makes it sense that he's going to come back.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about that, too, in a way, because you know, who was staying, who was going, and who had been left. But I know you know that. I don't know that. So that's an interesting piece of information. Here's another story that I've just saw the headlines. I haven't been reading about it. But Red Sox and real estate and all the real estate around Fenway Park. What is happening? Because that's in the news. What is the Red Sox plan for real estate around Fenway Park?
Well, there's about 5 acres of property around the area that they've looking to transform, that they've picked up over the years. It's area along Jersey Street, which would be across the street from Fenway where the souvenir store is. The parking garage on Lansdowne Street directly behind the Green Monster. And there's another property on Brookline Ave across the street from the park at this point, which is used for a parking lot. And there's some property as well on Van Ness Street. So what they're looking to do is partner with a real estate developer for those acreages of land to make it into retail space, some apartment buildings, some office space, possibly a hotel, even some green space. So obviously this will be more of a situation for the Red Sox to add some more revenue to the Fenway Sports Group and, you know, just kind of make the area around Fenway more fan-friendly and add more things for Red Sox Nation and all those type of things when you do have the ballpark experience. So obviously this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You're not going to see next year all of a sudden all kinds of new properties around the park itself. It's going to, you know, take some time probably. You're probably looking at about 5 years down the road by the time everything's all said and done. But so that's something that they're looking into right now, and they've acquired the land, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than changing the price of a hot dog or beer, increasing those prices, or adding a seat or two somewhere, squeezing them into the ballpark somewhere. You're right, yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay. Well, we've got the World Series underway. The Dodgers and Rays all tied up at one game apiece. And Mookie Betts had a big first game for the Dodgers. So get us updated on what's happened so far in the World Series.
Yeah, of course, the World Series being played in Arlington, Texas at the new Globe Life Field, the home of the Texas Rangers. Game one saw the Dodgers beat the Rays 8-3. Mookie Betts, the hero in this one. Unfortunately for Red Sox fans, he goes 2-for-4, home runs, stole 2 bases. Betts' first stolen base of the game gives everyone in America a free taco from Taco Bell on October 28th, so mark your calendar. If you want lunch that day, you can get a free taco at Taco Bell. Thank you, Mookie. It's the second time Mookie has done this. He did that, of course, back in the 2018 World Series as well as a member of the Red Sox stealing that first base to give everybody a free taco. So you can thank Mookie for your lunch or dinner plans on the 28th.
Hey, well, let me stop you there, Andy, because I remember you talking about this taco deal a number of times here, so you don't have a stake in this Taco Bell thing, do you?
Well, hey, maybe there is some investment maybe going on with Taco Bell, but, you know, no, I just want to let all the fans know out there they can get themselves a free taco. It's out there. It's free. If you want one, go get one. If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, exactly. October 28th. All right, you got it. Go on, Andy.
So Mookie became the first player in a World Series game to have a walk and steal 2 bases in the same inning since our old friend Babe Ruth back in 1921. He did it for the Yankees, so just another Red Sox-Yankee connection in the World Series and the whole deal. So it just kind of figures that Betts leaves the Red Sox and sets a World Series record, and of course Babe Ruth leaves the Red Sox and did the same, so just kind of interesting. Betts also becomes the first player in a World Series to hit a home run, steal 2 bases, and score two runs in a game. And then the Dodgers overall stole three bases in the fifth inning, became the first team in a World Series to steal three bases in an inning since the New York Giants did it again. Guess who? Yeah, the Red Sox, back in 1912. So it's kind of interesting, the Red Sox connection in Game 1 of the World Series in a bunch of different areas. So it's always, always figures to be the way, Bill.
Well, as Bob Lobel said back in 1921, why can't we get players like that, right?
Yeah, we're going to be saying that for a long time going forward with Mookie Betts in L.A., I'm sorry to say. But the Rays came back Game 2 last night of the World Series and beat the Dodgers 6-4. Second baseman Brandon Lowe with two home runs. He drove in three. Third baseman of the Rays, Joey Wendell, also had three runs batted in. So the series tied at a game apiece. Game 3 set for tomorrow night. Game 4 is Saturday. And, yes, Game 5 is on Sunday. All games will start at 8:08. So we'll see how things play out. Of course, just to let everyone know, I am rooting for the Rays. I'd like to see it go seven games just to give me more baseball to watch. But I think it's still going to be a tough call here for the Rays to beat the Dodgers in the series overall. They're just such a strong team and so balanced. But, they can keep it interesting and keep the games going along. I'm happy with that.
Why are you rooting for the Rays, excuse me?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Bill. I don't want to see Mookie Betts get another ring. I don't want to see David Price get another ring, or Joe Kelly for that matter. So I'm just, if those guys weren't on the Dodgers, maybe I'd root for them because they're such a talented squad and they haven't won for a while. But I always love the underdog. I think you know that by now, Bill. And obviously Tampa is the underdog in this one, and they've only been to the World Series one other time in their history. So I think it's obviously one of the lowest payrolls in the game that they've gotten this far. So I think it'd be a nice story overall. But again, it's mainly because of the ex-Red Sox running around that roster that I don't want to see them celebrating.
Well, that's why I never cross you, Andy. I try never to cross you.
Okay. Well, you know the reasons why, so I think you're doing a good job.
All right. What else? What? Any other news from Major League Baseball?
Yeah, Commissioner Rob Manfred made a statement the other day. He said he hopes to keep two of this year's innovations going forward, which would be expanded playoffs and starting extra innings with a runner on second base. And Commissioner Manfred also added that the 30 teams combined did lose $3 billion this year, not having fans in the stands, and obviously the loss of the amount of games being played. So we'll see how that projects going forward for free agency going into next year and other moves that teams will be able to make going forward. As for expanded playoffs, he did say it's not going to be as expanded as it was this year. Might be cut it down for a few teams, but definitely it will be expanded in some capacity, which obviously, expanded playoffs means more money brought into the game, so that's not far-fetched for them to happen. Starting with a runner on second base and extra innings, to me it's still a little more of a gimmick that I'm not too thrilled with, but it was interesting to watch those games and see the strategy that they try to pull off with a guy starting on second base, but you know as well as I do, Bill, even with the runner starting on second base, is it really saving the game that much time? These games are still dragging on for a regular 9-inning game besides even getting to extra innings. So, there's still more on the table that needs to be addressed, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe if they had two outs an inning instead of three, that drags the game out too.
There
yeah. Just something to think about. I know last time we talked, Andy, 1 week ago, almost exactly, I believe, we were talking about a rare baseball card and a bid for that baseball card, and it was up for sale, so what's the latest on that?
Well, it's the 110-year-old Honus Wagner baseball card up for auction currently, and the current high bid is $910,000. It was at $910,000 last week when we spoke, so I guess no one else has bid on it in a week. But the auction does go through Halloween, so we'll have to see if it crosses the million-dollar mark or even more by the time the auction does end. But regardless, $910,000, that's a hell of a lot of money for a little piece of cardboard, so it is interesting to see how much money this card will get.
I must confess, as we talked last week, I was going to take a look at my finances and just see if there was a possibility of doing something with that baseball card. But with that bid staying at $910,000, the answer is obvious. I did not make a bid.
I could not do the same, so we're both in the same boat, unfortunately. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, you got it. Check back with me maybe in a few more years. I'm sure I'll be able to make a crack at it then, but if it's still around.
That sounds like a plan.
That 112-year-old Honus Wagner card. All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us?
No, just hoping the baseball fans get a few more games to watch with this World Series. It's a competitive series and some good baseball, and we forge ahead to the final end of the 2020 season.
You got it. There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.